We are now on the northwest bank of the Dry Valley, high above its floor. And from this vantage point, we can see how the valley makes a sinuous course southwards into the distance. We may also be able to make out some white scars in the lower sides of the valley in places, especially lower down on the slopes upon which we are now standing. Examination of these scars reveal that they are of buff-coloured rock that shows layering, the same rock that we saw earlier on our walk. This is our Magnesian limestone bedrock again, indicating that this valley has been cut into the local bedrock. What we are looking at here is the Thornley-Kellow glacial meltwater channel, formed at the end of the last ice age around 10,000 years ago. At this time, ice sheets that had been present for around 20,000 years before began to melt as the climate warmed. Meltwaters flowed south and east off the melting ice sheets, producing a range of features. The shape of this channel, with its steep sides and wide, flat valley floor, indicates to us that this channel was formed not by the gradual flow of water relentlessly grinding away the rock, but by the large-scale, possibly catastrophic, release of large bodies of water. This channel might have been initiated by drainage underneath melting ice sheets, possibly constrained in ice tunnels. As the ice melting process continued, large bodies of meltwater collected in temporary lakes dammed by ice barriers. Overflow and periodic breaching of these lakes would have released large volumes of meltwater, which would have flowed along these channels, accentuating and sculpting them, giving them the characteristic shape that we recognise today. The presence of such a lake just to the north has been inferred by studying evidence from glacial deposits and channel orientations. Glacial Lake Weir, as it has been called, stretched from the Tyne to the Weir and collected the meltwaters from a wide area. The Thornley-Kellow meltwater channel would have thus played its part in collecting the overflow from Lake Weir and distributing the meltwaters further to the south. And so, this landscape feature gives us a direct link back to the time 10,000 years ago when Britain began to emerge from the Ice Age, and now forms a priceless part of our geological heritage in its unspoilt rural location.